Welcome, Manuel. Thank you so much for your time today. Tell me a bit about your tech.
Hi, it's a pleasure. Thanks for this conversation. Inline is a software company. We are specialists in power systems, and we started the company back in 2019, and then officially and full-time job since January 2020. Gabriel, myself, and a third co-founder, we started with the idea of creating a unique sensorless digital twin of transmission lines by using a finite elements approach and basically artificial intelligence fitted with science, physics, and mathematics. And we started doing the first pilots during 2019, 2020, and we got excellent results. And during 2019, Eno Energy decided to invest in the company, which was at that time the pre-seed investment and was extremely important for us. And since, of course, 2020, remember the COVID came and it was quite disturbing, but at the end, COVID was great for us because with our approach without sensors and doing all the process remotely, finally it's possible to create digital twins in a fully remote way anywhere in the world, anytime, no restrictions by just using internet, no need of face-to-face meetings. And this is the magic, no? This is the magic of all the technology.
That's
And just
amazing.
a
It's
it's
literally the dream of IoT to be able to do this kind of stuff. It's fantastic. And so walk me through a little bit what the problem is that you're solving.
Yes, we are solving several issues, starting by creating the digital twin of a transmission line or even a substation or a power plant. And recently we are also implementing digital twins of energy assets inside industry or mining companies. What we can do, first of all, is to understand what is happening in real time and in the future. And we can understand from the electrical, mechanical, thermal point of view, we can understand if something is, let's say, near to create a fault. We can basically understand if faults are near to come. We can understand if congestion in lines are expected or not. We can take actions predictively to reduce congestions or to mitigate faults, to increase capacity of lines, to, for example, to avoid wildfires, to reduce OPEX costs, reducing the need of people going to the field. We can transform the way of the maintenance is done by doing proactively and not reactive. Many different let's say outputs and advantages, but mainly for transmission lines, substations, and critical energy assets.
So a lot of predictive maintenance and predictive analytics. I'm curious, how were what attempts were or what were the tools that were previously used to try and address these problems?
Up to today, digital twins are created using additional sensors. Okay. And you have a digital twin, but you need sensors everywhere to understand what is happening. This is the first. What is happening in real time. This means that is extremely cost intensive, is very slow to implement because you need to go to the field to put sensors everywhere. And then you have very limited predictive capabilities. Okay. You are just reading data and you are showing what is happening and sensor based. Okay. With Nline, first, we don't need the sensors. The implementation is done remotely using finite elements in cloud-based, okay? And second, we work a lot in AI to give capacity or to understand the future, to understand what is happening, what will happen, if you're going to have faults, what you need to do, and give information to the customers to help for the decision making, and at the same time reduce the risk exposure.
Great. Fantastic. And in regard to the EIT program, tell me a little bit about your experience with it. How did you find it?
That's interesting. We found by recommendation from a friend that he developed a startup back in 2017, and he was basically invested by EIT InnoEnergy. He recommended us. We presented a pitch in 2018. They invited us to have meetings to present the idea. And after several due diligences, they decided to make the investment, the pre-seed investment. And I think the way of EIT InnoEnergy, all the process was extremely professional. And if they decide to invest in your company, is because they are very clear that the technology is good, the team is good, and the market needs the technology.
Awesome. And what was your experience with the program? What were some of the benefits of the program? Besides the money, obviously.
Yes. First, the money is important, but I think it's the less important because money is very easy to find. Okay, this is the easiest in the process. The most important is to be inside the community, to receive advisors and orientation to match with the market needs, to understand and be part of a very, let's say, recognized institution like EIT. It's just like a stamp of quality that we receive, and then they have an annual event that is one of the best, in my opinion. That is the TBB, where they get together startups, technology, universities, investors, and customers in a 2 days event, where you have the opportunity to meet many people in one place. But it's tremendous. The money, the investment is the less important, in my opinion. The most important is the network, the advisors, and the support they give along the process.
Yeah, makes sense. And with your team, were you traditionally, or in general, people who were spun out of a university program, or were you already embedded in the industry?
Yes, we started this idea. The technology started in during a master of Gabriel Pino, the CTO and co-founder, that he was then doing in Germany. Okay, and then we come from the university, let's say, but then after 5 years of development. And then after we met working at Voigt. Voigt is a German company where we started developing then the company strategy. We made a further step to go to the business, let's say, environment. No? But the idea itself started in a university in Germany, in Darmstadt, when Gabriel was doing his master in power systems.
Cool. And with that, I mean, a lot of companies say to us that the transition from a university environment to getting clients and accelerating in a commercial environment is quite hard. And what were some of the ways that the program was able to help with this?
Yeah, that's extremely hard. It's not hard. It's extremely hard, especially in the energy industry, where you are working with very conservative industries and customers. The way we have done, and with the support of EIT Inno Energy, was the following: by presenting companies and presenting also the opportunity to implement a pilot project. At the beginning, we made several free trials, okay, with no cost. And then gradually, we were measuring the satisfaction of the customers, the accuracy of the system, and converting free trials and freemiums in medium and long-term contracts, of course, with payment, you know, as a software, as a service platform.
Okay, great. And I guess our last question, do you have any advice for people thinking of getting involved in one of these kinds of programs?
Of course, free advices are always good. And I think the what I recommend is for the youngest entrepreneurs, build your idea, but don't be too rush to start it without being confident that the idea, the technology, and what you want to do really fits with the market and really is feasible to be developed, or if someone already developed it. This means that take your time to do a very deep and detailed, organized evaluation of the market, the needs, the costs, the competitors, etc. Then second, if you believe that after this first evaluation, your idea and your project really makes sense, then you should go to EIT Inno Energy or other EITs to present your idea in a very structured way, but don't need to be too much, just a small business model, and let's say the SWOT evaluation, and give the basics of what you want to do. And if after this second filter, if they say, yes, this is good, and if they decide to invest, this means that you are ready for the adventure, let's say. But don't do it in a very, let's say, speedy way. Take your time, ask opinions, evaluate. Also be careful by sharing your idea. Never forget that someone can steal from you. Be careful. Don't tell the secrets, just the rough ideas. But at the same time, take your time and make a deep evaluation of what you want to do. If everything at the end makes sense, let's start working on that. But step by step, in a very organized approach.
Fantastic. That's great advice. And yeah, I hadn't thought about people stealing ideas. All right. And look, thank you very much for your time today.
It was a pleasure, Kate.
It's great to meet you. And yeah, congrats again. And keep me posted if there's any news that we might want to cover at TechEU. I'd love to take a look.
Thanks a lot. It was a pleasure, and all the best.
You too. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.